Welcome to Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Elondis Lake. Our search for unity starts within. Our quest for safety starts within. Once we understand the role difference plays when building community, we can release what we are holding back. We can learn from life's challenges. We can become who we are meant to be.
Hello, hello. This is Elondis Lake, and I am your host today. I'm with my daughter, my youngest daughter, Jonetta Shui. And she's going to give you some information that I think you'll want to hear. Hi, welcome to the show, Jonetta.
Hi. Glad to be
here.
How
are you? I'm glad to have you here. That was a little bloop there, but that's what happens when you record live. So what's it like there in Boston? Talk about the weather a little bit.
Well, I'm like an hour from Boston. I never make it there. So I don't know how Boston is. But here it's really cold today. But thankfully it's not snowing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, and I could take a bet that more than likely Boston's really cold too.
Yeah, so, it's just an hour.
Yeah, right. So you surprised me with something that you shared as an adult, and I had no idea. And after I thought about it and talked with you about it, I thought it was a good idea to let other people hear your story. So I think we can just jump right in, and I'll let you take over right now.
So I'm guessing the long version. So, I guess I'll start, back with when I watched Roots, the miniseries. We were living in Maryland at the time, and it was a huge, huge change because we were coming from living on army base in different countries where the dynamics is different, and going to a place where the KKK had a headquarter just 20 minutes away. So, of course, there were a lot of people who thought like people in the KKK. And that was my first experience with feeling hated just walking down the street.
Tell people about how old you were then, so they get an idea of the age.
We moved when I was in fourth grade.
Okay.
So I had a pretty sheltered life and until then, because we had friends of all different colors. We could walk down the street and be fine. But I remember a couple of weeks after school started, I was walking home from school because we lived really close, so I just walked. And I was just in my own world, just enjoying the weather. And a truck full of teenagers. And back then, I feel old saying that, but back then you could ride in the back of the pickup truck without being pulled over. So when
yeah,
I say
that,
a truck full,
ancient.
I mean... Well, when I say a truck full, I mean a truck full. And they drove by, and a couple of them shouted the N-word at me. And that was the first time I've ever been called that. That was the first time I've ever felt hatred for not doing anything but being me. And I was petrified because all I could think was, if they stop the car and get out, there's nothing I can do. So
yeah.
Having that experience still fresh, I watched, it was probably not the same year, but it was, after having repeatedly things like that happen. Not that often, but enough to be reminded that people do hate me just for being me.
And that's the context that you were introduced to Roots.
Right.
The movie.
Right.
Yes, the television series.
Right. So I saw it. And the scene where he is kidnapped and has, you know, chains on his neck and on his wrists and on his feet scared me. And I didn't realize just how much it scared me. I mean, I knew it scared me because I put myself in that moment and I imagined someone coming and chaining me and kidnapping me and putting me through torture, a torturous journey. Just torture in the dark on a ship, not knowing what to do. And I put myself in that moment. And I think that's why I got as scared as I did. And after that, I couldn't wear necklaces. Back when I was, around that age, chokers were really popular and I really liked them, but I absolutely could not wear chokers because it would remind me of the feelings that I felt while watching the scenes of the people chained and their fear and their helplessness.
Yeah,
and I could not put a choker on and I could not put bracelets on because that moment. And I remember one year I was given, I laugh at this now. I don't think
of course.
It's funny, but I was given, you would give us money for the school clothes and send us to the mall to go shopping for ourselves. And we come back with the year's school clothes. And one year I came back with no school clothes because I had spent all that money on a bracelet. And I loved that bracelet. I tried so hard to wear it, but I would just absentmindedly just take it off because it just would make me uncomfortable. And I tried to force myself to wear it, but I eventually lost it because I just kept absentmindedly taking it off. And by the time I realized it was gone, I didn't even remember when I took it off or where I was.
Yeah.
So, and then I loved watches. There was this style back in the day that was pyramid glass. So it was, the watch was really pretty. The watch style was really pretty. And I really wanted to wear it. And I did buy a watch that I like, could not bring myself to wear it. So instead of just giving up on that watch, I started wearing it in my hair. So I would wear a ponytail and then put the watch as the hair accessory.
Oh, that was,
and,
you know, unique.
Yeah. All my friends are like, oh, why do you put it there? And I'm like, I have no reason. Because I felt overly sensitive feeling. I didn't feel like I had the right to feel that because I didn't live through it. So I felt like it was just not an okay feeling to have.
Yeah.
So it's easy to avoid trigger, just don't wear jewelry. But then there was a time when I had my daughter, they put a ID band on your wrist. And I remember feeling panic. I was in the middle of labor. I was excited to meet my daughter, but I was too panicked to be in the moment.
Wow.
And that's when I realized I need to acknowledge these feelings because for a long time I didn't even acknowledge them. I just pushed them aside and said, I just won't wear jewelry. And I need to figure a way to overcome the feelings. And I remember, I'm going to give up my nerdy side. I remember I was watching an anime where one of the characters was a slave. And she used her shackles as jewelry. And that gave me an idea. And I thought, you know, I thankfully I don't have any shackles because I never lived through that. But I can make jewelry to represent what my ancestors went through and to acknowledge that it was scary. It was horrible. It was torture. And thank you for surviving. So that I can be here. And, you know, that was when I started to be proud of my skin color, because the longest time I wasn't proud because it made me feel scared. It made me feel like, you know, people are going to hate me if I go here because of the skin color. So you can't be proud of that when you have negative feelings associated with it.
And they're also connected with survival, you know?
Right.
Those feelings, because the truck thing that you shared earlier, you could have really been hurt, and that was pretty clear. So it's also
really
affecting you. Yeah.
Even as a fourth grader, I knew the danger.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that they just kept driving. But it's still, you don't just be like, you're not just glad that's over. In the back of your mind, you still, when you're alone walking on the street, you still hope that no one comes in a truck full with a truck full of hateful people and pulls over. You still have that everywhere you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
and
for a while,
I like the way you connected to how you look, and you can't change the way you look, your skin color. That's something you can change. You're very, very much hitting on a lot of things that people don't talk about and they're not able to talk about. And I'm going to be quiet so you can continue. I just want to let you know that this is important, very important for and I know you're taking, you know, a chance, and it's not easy for you even now. And it's not even easy for me, because I had no idea that this was going on with the jewelry and everything when you were doing it.
Well, it's easy to hide. You don't have to wear jewelry.
Yeah, that's true.
The only reason I forced myself to overcome it is because I felt bad that I couldn't enjoy my child's birth because of the leftover trauma of, but also I didn't want to share, because the excuse is always, well, slavery ended 200 years ago. So I felt like if I shared how imagery of what happened during slavery affected me, because there's still hatred. There's still fear about how I look. There's still connections to slavery to make it real now.
Yeah.
And I thought I should not feel ashamed of feeling a connection to slavery even now.
That's powerful.
So, so that's why I wanted to share, because I'm positive I'm not the only one who's affected from things that happened during slavery. And I want people to know that, slavery ended, so much that did not end, and it's still connected, and it's still causing trauma, and your feelings are right, they're justified, and you're not being overly sensitive.
Wow. What a powerful message. I'm so proud of you. And how has this changed the way you are raising? Now you have two daughters. How has this experience affected or changed the way you are raising your kids around? Because they're mixed in a lot of different ways. I don't know if you want to share that or not. It's up to you. But if you'd like to share.
Because the culture, I don't want to say what they're mixed with because it's, I'm going to say something negative.
Yeah.
But the culture that they're mixed with is very, very xenophobic. Mm. And because of their dark skin, because they have a more brown complexion, they will not be accepted by the culture. They will not be accepted by their dad's family. And they will have to come to terms with that when they're older.
Yeah.
But for now, I used to think when I was younger, I used to think, you know, everyone should just be colorblind and the world should just be perfect. I know that's not going to happen because the way you look is who you are. So trying to say people shouldn't see me as a color, denying everything that my ancestors went through.
Yep. And what you're going through and I'm going through, all of us are still going through. It's a difficult thing to just put aside.
Right.
Because the world won't let you.
I'm teaching them. They will get the negative. I'm teaching them all the positive that I can.
That's great. That's great. You have any... I want to empower more people, so I'm hoping after the show that you can give me some links and resources that I can put up on the website that people can access and look at for, you know, because you're in a lot of company, so there are a lot of people who could use the resources. So we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So is there anything else you'd like to say before we wind things down a little bit?
That's all I can think of. I think that's about it. Just, you know, you came from strong people, and even though there's subliminal messages that say you're not as good as everyone because of how you look, in a way, the strength that brought you there makes you amazing. It makes you an amazing person, and it makes you, you know, worthy of being here. This is where you belong, and hold your head up and feel your feelings, and anyone dismiss them because it happened in the past.
Yeah. That's spot on. Spot on advice. Yeah, and I thank you for being as brave as you are. And I'm not just saying that because you're my daughter. I'm proud of you, but you're an amazing person. Yeah, so thank you so much for being here and for sharing your story. And remember that we... together, all of us, can help heal this generational trauma. And it's more, it's even adding up even more because of what's going on at this time today. You know, it's just continuing. So it makes it more important, I think, for those of us who have the abilities and the knowledge and to make, create space for people to come and connect and be vulnerable and be okay with that because you're safe. And I really appreciate you doing this. I do. Thank you so much. Well, and
thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. for listening. This has been Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Alonda Lake. Join us again. Continue to learn how to take charge in every situation, every challenge.